Hi. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I thought about you all weekend. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Well, I feel very good today. I saw Chef Brockett over the weekend, and he asked me if we would put this toy together for him. It belongs to his nephew. Could you imagine what it might be? This is part of it. A little horse. Yep. First of all, we need a screwdriver. We have all the parts here. A little horse is sometimes called a pony. There. Chef Brockett's so busy these days, didn't have time to put it together. There are the legs. What do you suppose that is? Goes in the back. Tail. That's right, those are the screws. Ready? Now, where should we put the legs? Okay. Okay for that one? All right. Now, the hole's right there, all ready for the screw to go in. See? Right into there. Why this is called a screwdriver. Mm-hmm. It drives the screw right in. Put this one over here. Okay. Horses have four legs. We'll put two more over here. Whoop, that's not the right screw. Do you know anybody who puts toys together? Sometimes dads do it, sometimes mums do it. Where's the place for the last leg? Okay. There. The horse with the four legs. What else do we need? All right, where will we put it? Yeah. All right. Should the tail go up like that? That's more like a dog, isn't it? More like a dog's tail. Like that. Look pretty good. Okay. All these pieces of the toy horse. There it is. All together. Ready for Chef Brockett's nephew. Sure. Toy horses are lots of different pieces. Yeah. But real horses are all one piece. They were born one piece, and they'll always be one piece. Just the way you are, you're just one piece. You're not all lots of pieces put together. Just the way I am, we're all one piece because everything of ours grows together. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Mm-hmm. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow as your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow as your legs grow as your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. You certainly are. You're not a toy with lots of different pieces.
Mr. Rogers, today.
Do you hear Mr. McFeely?
Mr. Rogers, come on out to the porch. I have a present.
Let's go
right
see him.
Here.
Okay, Mr. McFeely. Come along.
A little surprise for you today, Mr. Rogers. A little surprise.
Mr. McFeely.
This is Lightning, a small horse.
Hello, Lightning.
Lightning, meet Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers, meet Lightning.
How do you do, Lightning? May I touch you?
Oh, of course, of course.
Hello, Lightning. Is it your horse, Mr. McFeely?
Not my horse. A farmer friend of mine. And I'm just taking Lightning for a little walk today.
I see. Well, I'm glad to meet you, Lightning. We were just putting a toy horse together.
Yeah. Well, this horse is all in one piece, Mr. Rogers.
It certainly is, because it's a real horse.
That's right. Would you like to take a little ride?
Could I?
Sure.
Am I allowed to get on? Would that be all right, Lightning? Should we try? Okay.
All righty. Right this way, Mr. Rogers. Now, I'll hold the saddle for you here.
Thank you.
Just put your foot right there, and up you go. There you go. Hold on right there. Now, Lightning, we'll take Mr. Rogers for a little ride, all righty.
Or are we going for a little ride?
Just a little ride. Here we go. Come on this way, Lightning. There we go. A little more. That's right. That's a little ride for you, Mr. Rogers.
Well, it was a very little ride. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you, Lightning.
Thank you, Lightning.
Here, I'll hold this for you. Down you come.
Oh.
There we go.
Could I give Lightning a thank you something for that?
Sure, ride? I have a carrot right in my toolbox here, Mr. Rogers. Be right with you and you can feed him a carrot.
Oh, I'd like that.
There you go, one carrot.
A carrot for you, Lightning. Would you like some?
Oh. He likes carrots.
He chews them well. He waits till it's all chewed, doesn't
all
he, before
chewed.
He takes the next bite.
There goes the next bite.
Better hold my hand like this if he wants any more.
There we go.
Lightning, thank you very much for that fine ride you gave me. Where are you walking him, Mr. McFeely?
I'm walking through this neighborhood, and then I'm going to the neighborhood of make-believe, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you have a treat, Lightning, to see the neighborhood of make-believe. Yes, there are a lot of different people there, make-believe people.
Would you hold him there a minute, Mr. Rogers? I'll get my tool case, and I'll take him right on to the neighborhood, all righty?
Certainly.
My tool case
backed
up here. We're on our way today, Lightning.
Are you as speedy as Mr. McFeely, Lightning?
Oh, Lightning's learning to be speedy, all right. Come on there, Lightning. We'll go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Thank
Anytime
you,
I have an animal, Mr. Rogers, I'll bring him on around, all righty?
Please do, and thank you very much.
Ah, you're welcome. I like animals, Mr. Rogers, and I know you
so
do,
do
too.
I.
Well,
yes.
Come on, Lightning. We'll just go. Come on, Lightning. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. Goodbye, Lightning. A real horse, yes. Different from this one, isn't it? Oh, there's the trolley. Trolley, I'm sorry, we're late today. Yes, we just saw a real horse. Uh-huh, a real little horse who's going to the neighborhood of make-believe. Not this one. No, this is one that belongs to Chef Brockett's nephew. It's a toy. Mm-hmm. But you'll see the real one in there. Will you take us to the neighborhood, please? You ready to go?
Yes, that's all I know about it. Don Quixote called Henrietta, and Henrietta told X, and X told Lady Elaine, and Lady Elaine told Dr. Bill, and I heard it from him.
And the news was that Don Quixote has broken his arm?
That's right, and he wanted somebody to come and help him.
Well, I guess I'd better talk to Dr. Bill about it right away.
Yeah, well, if you need me, I'll come along.
Well, I'll give you a call if we need an extra strong paw, okay, Daniel?
Oh, thank you. Do you remember how to get to someplace else?
Well, you first go to Meow.
Yeah.
Then you turn left at Meow.
That's right. Turn right at Meow.
Then you go to Meow at Meow.
That's it. To go to someplace else. To go to someplace else. You've got the directions.
All right.
Have
Goodbye
a good
now.
Trip. Bye.
Take care, Daniel.
Are you ready to go? Are you on your way?
I'm ready if you are, Dr. Bill.
Hey, I'm Bill, glad to go, but I still can't understand it. A donkey with a broken arm. All the donkeys I ever treated had legs, just legs.
Well, maybe it's a broken leg, but whatever it is, you can help.
Oh, that's right, woman. An animal doctor is in the world to help animals.
Oh, good day, everybody. Good day, friends. Good day,
Mr.
Good day.
Bill.
Yeah,
Bill.
How are you? Oh, I'm fine today. Thank you. Fine, thank you. Hello, let's say hello to everybody there, Lightning.
It's Lightning.
Lightning, that's his name.
It's Lightning. Well.
Looks like you're having a meeting over here.
Yes. Don Quixote broke his arm, and these men are just about to go to someplace else to help him out.
He broke his arm? Well, maybe I better go on over there with you.
Sure, fine.
Do you think we should ride Lightning over or just walk on over to someplace else?
Oh, no, it's not too far. We'll let the little pony rest,
okay? That's a good idea. Mrs. Potipus, would you mind minding Lightning for me? Just hold on to the rope here and everything will be all right. There you go.
All right, I'll be glad. glad to. I haven't been a horse sitter for a long time.
And now, Lightning, I'm going over to someplace else, and you just stay here with Mrs. Platypus, and everything will be fine, and I'll be back for you later, all right, Lightning?
Do you gentlemen know how to get to someplace else?
Oh, yes, we know how to get to someplace
else. Yes, we have the directions.
Well, let's be going then, men. Let's be going off to someplace else.
Goodbye.
Here we go.
Can you make it through? Yep. Here we go.
We're on our way.
Yeehaw, we'll have some help here in just a little while. I've already called for it. Yes, sure, I'm sorry.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, hello there, friends. Hey. Hello there, thank you for coming.
Don Quixote, yes. Where's your broken arm?
Well, it's right up here, isn't it sad?
Oh, you mean it's your windmill's arm that's broken?
That's right, it happened in a bad storm. Do you think you can fix it?
Well, I'm a veterinarian, not a carpenter.
Oh.
Well, we thought it was your own arm or leg that got broken, Donkey.
No, I'm fine. Just my windmill that needs help here.
Well, it shouldn't take long to fix that, Don Quixote. Just a minute here, and we'll be up with some equipment, and we'll fix it right up for you, all right?
McFeely.
Well, first of all now, Joey, if you can hold the broken piece, I'll put some glue in, and we'll get it ready to go here. Put some glue right in this little slot.
Oh, good for you,
that's
Mr. McFeely.
That's the first step.
Here's the broken piece.
Now, the second step, thank you. We'll just slide it right in there. Now the glue is in. Now, maybe you could hold it there. It doesn't spin around fine. Now, here's one splint, Joey, and here's another splint. We'll put those on like that, you see?
Good for you.
Now, the next step is a clamp. Here we go. The first clamp will go on.
What's the name of that clamp?
That's called a C-clamp.
A C-clamp.
Right. Because it's shaped like the letter C.
Oh, good, thanks.
Now...
You're really speedy, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, that's part of my business, speedy
fast,
delivery.
Eh?
That's right.
Just a minute here and we'll have it all fixed up good as new. There we are.
Good for you. Why, it really is fine there, Mr. McFeely. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Donkey Eddie. You're welcome.
Say, won't you men come in for a visit here?
I'd like to visit you, Donkey.
Oh, good.
Aye, and so would I.
Good. Come on in. How about you, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I'd like to, Donkey Eddie, but I can't. I have to get back to my pony. It's over with Mrs. Platypus, and I've got to get it back to the farmer later on today, so I can't do it today, but I'll be back to visit you sometime, Don Quixote.
Well, thank you very
much.
Mr. McFeely,
before you go...
Yes?
How did you know that you'd need your toolbox here?
Well, donkeys have legs, and windmills have arms, so I thought a broken arm at a donkey's place must need a toolbox, you see?
Oh, a good man. A Bill, good man.
Oh, well, thank you, and good day, friends. Good day to you. Speedy delivery.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Bye.
Good day. Well, come on in, friends. We'll just come in and visit right in the windmill.
All right.
Until that horsey went all the way home. Now, did you like that story, Lightning?
Well, here I am again, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, he's so glad to see you,
well,
Mr. McFeely.
I'm glad to see Lightning, too. Hello, Lightning. Here I am again.
Mr. McFeely, how is Don Quixote?
Don Quixote's fine, and so is his windmill.
Oh, I knew you men could fix him up.
Well, Dr. Bill will tell you all about it when he arrives home. Here, I'll take the rope out of your hands there. They stayed to have a little visit with Don Quixote, Mr. Dr. Bill and Joey.
Oh.
But they'll be along a little later. Well,
good.
Good day, Mrs. Platypus. I'll get Lightning back to the farmer here, alrighty?
Yes, sometime, Mr. McFeely, I wish you'd bring me a penguin.
A penguin? I'll try,
yes.
Mrs. Platypus. I'll try. Well, good day to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Come on here, Lightning. We'll just start down the road here.
Had a good trip to the neighborhood of make-believe, didn't he? He and Mr. McFeely walking along. And Mr. McFeely really helped fix the windmill's arm, didn't he? Donkeys have legs, but windmills have arms. There's somebody at the door. Come along, little horse. Let's go to the door. Do you look out to see who it might be? It's Chef Brockett.
Hi, Chef Brockett.
Hey, hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Fine. Look, it's all
together. It looks just the way I hoped it would.
Well, there it is. It's right there for your nephew. Can you come in?
Sure. Thank you. You put it all together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Was all in pieces, wasn't it?
Well, yes. You know, that's the way toys are.
Uh-huh.
Different from real horses.
Oh, I see. Real horses are all in one piece.
Sure.
I know. Hey, I have something for you, too.
Something for the kitchen?
It's a surprise. We'll have to go in there.
Oh, fine. I'll come.
Okay.
Glad
you promise me you'll... Shh!
Yes? Guess what it is. We must guess now. One, two, three, four, five. You mean there are lots of them? But three. Numbers? Numbers? There are numbers on them. What are they? Something good. Oh, it's a cake. A cake. Big, little, small, small, tiny. Tiny. Something you drink? A cup of tea? A cup? Cupcake! Oh, that's what they are, cupcake? Number cupcakes? I never heard of number cupcakes. Have you? Why, they're cupcakes with numbers on. They're great. Have you just made them?
Shh.
You want me to? What? From all the numbers? Pick out a two. Will you help me pick out a two from here? Here. Is that a two? All right. Oh, here's another one. Another two. Is there anything else you want us to pick out? Three, four, five, eight, nine. A nine? Will you help me find a nine in here? Not up there. That one? Is there another nine? There, there's one, right? Good for you. Any others? A three. All right, let's look for a three. I don't see any there. And that's a four. Eight, five, eight, nine. Chef Brockett, there aren't any threes. I'm to make one. Oh! Oh, I know what you mean. All right. Shall we make one? Let me see. That's not a very good three, Chef Bro. Would I try once more? All right. A good one? Thank you. There's a three. What else? You mean I'm to draw another one? What? A six. All right, we'll draw a six. Thank you.
village.
Thank you very much, Chef Brockett. You mean I'm a chef? They are great. Where are they going? Your? For me? Oh, I could choose one. Oh. Any cup, anyone. I think I'd like this one. It's a two. You know why I wanted the two? So I could think of the two of us together. Thank you very much. You taking them somewhere? You have to go. Oh, far, far away. Thank you, Chef Brockett, for the tip.
You're welcome. I'm going to take them to the neighborhood arithmetic club.
Arithmetic club?
Well, they like that, all the numbers on the cupcakes. And I'm going to take this to my nephew and Aunt Mr. Rogers. Thank you for putting it together.
You're very welcome. We were glad to be able to. And thank you for this.
Well, you're welcome. I hope you enjoy your cupcake.
Sure I will. I'll take it home for dinner tonight.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye, Chef Brockett.
Bye.
Brockett liked what we did for him. Mm-hmm. I like those numbers on the cupcakes. Did you? Do you like finding them once in a while? Well, it's about time for me to go off. But I have enjoyed being with you today. Mm-hmm. I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Tomorrow is when the two of us will be together again. Mm-hmm. You make it so special for me. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.